of a lullaby sloppy lot, you idle scruffy bunch. I'll have your tails off like a shot and boil them for me lunch. You lazy loaf and layabouts is what I'll do for starters. If you don't listen when I shout, I'll have your guts for garters. Oh, mama darlings, don't you cry, your dear old sergeant's here. Those phobies, why, they're just small fry. Tis me you'll learn to fear. I'll have your ears and elbows, your sweepings of the floors. And long before the dawn shows, you'll have marched 10 leagues outdoors. Oh, dreadful half-baked dozy crowd, I'll state me oath, tis true. Lobato warriors tall and proud is what I'll make of you.
Sergeant Clubrush's fierce demeanour changed instantly as he patted backs and shook paws at young hares crowding round him.
Welcome to the patrol, buggers! You'll do us proud!
Craig O'Rourke's eyes had a handle for her axe pike, a thick pole taller than herself. The wood was dark, hard and sea-washed, like that of Russ's stick. Long summers gone, some beast had found it among the flotsam of the tide line. Now the badger lady rediscovered it. Lying with a pile of other timber at the back of her forge, she worked furiously far into the night, shaping, binding, fixing the awesome steel headpiece to its haft, speaking aloud her thoughts as she bored holes through wood and metal for 3 heavy copper rivets.
Sleep well, Gormad Tun. Sleep on, Damag, Byral, and all your rapscallion scum. I am coming. Death is on the wind. On the day when you see my face, you and all your evil followers will sleep the sleep from which there is no awakening.